This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Thanks again to Omar Kelly for stopping by the show today. Thank you to Tony Fiorentino for stopping by the show today. If you missed those interviews, you guys can catch them on the YouTube channel, Miami 560 WQAM, on the Twitch channel, Miami 560 WQAM, and on our podcast, all podcast platforms. Subscribe. Tobin and Leroy. Let us get to our headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai miles in inventory at the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. The Miami Heat, they're back on the hardwood tonight against the Los Angeles Clippers. That's an 8 o'clock tip-off tonight from the Kaseya Center. A little bit later today if you guys are traveling down there. And preheat gets going 6:45. Solana will have your coverage. Clippers played last night. They lost to the Pelicans. Zion had a triple double, 22 points, 10 rebounds, 12 assists. Kawhi had 29. But you would assume with Kawhi playing, Froggy J Fig, I would assume that he's probably not going to go tonight. That's just what Kawhi is at. So
true.
I would imagine he's not going to go. Ben Simmons is out. He didn't travel with the team. Norman Powell, one of their
Ben Simmons, I didn't even know he was playing.
He's so a Clipper.
Him being out. Right.
He's a Clipper.
Okay.
Nah. He's a Clipper.
No, I know that now. I'm saying, you said, oh, Ben Simmons didn't make the trip. I'm like, wow. That's where we are now?
You know who his agent is.
Is he Clutch?
Mm-hmm. Bernie Lee. It used to be Clutch.
Bernie Lee.
Yep. I think Bernie Lee has a couple Clippers.
Yeah.
I wonder if he'll be boots on the ground tonight.
Oh, Bernie.
Ah, Bernie, lashing out with his Shams tweets.
Oh, Bernie, you liar.
What a time to be alive.
Oh, is he just going to stay? Is he from down here?
I believe he has a place down here. I believe he's Canadian, actually.
So you think he's going to stay down here for a couple of weeks and...
I'm sure he probably still has a place down here or has a place to stay down here. I'm sure he's very much looking forward to the 25th as well.
What would that think? Playa, baby.
It's just, you got to have rum with that Playa vibe.
I haven't done it yet. I'm going to try it.
Makes you want to party. It really just makes you want to party.
I'm going to wait this weekend. I'm going to be at my pool. I'm going to get in my pool and watch some Players Championship. And then I may enjoy a playa in rum. I'll get back to you on that
one. Let us know how it goes.
I'll let you know how it goes.
Spo was saying some crazy things yesterday at practice.
Just after practice.
I didn't say him.
He's a month into this crazy talk.
Dude, he said something yesterday, though.
Guys, listen. Only the strong. Like, we welcome the challenge.
He was saying yesterday, Marcus, do you have him on stress about there's nothing wrong with a little bit of stress? And I'm like, I don't think that's true. I think that's isn't that like medically not true? That stress is bad for you. And suppose like stress is good. Stress is good. Beauty in the struggle. Beauty in the struggle. Beauty in things not going your way. And I'm like, I feel like I'm listening to Tony Robbins here, and then what happens to me is instead of walking over coals, I have a heat fourth quarter where they collapse. I'm like, what do you mean stress is good? Like that? No, I gotta feel like this is at the point where we're done with this. I don't want any more stress, and I want this to stop. But here was Spo on the stress.
Wrong with a little bit of stress in our lives. You know, we have a lot of good things going for us to be able to be in this profession, be around each other. But, you know, there is a beauty in the grind, beauty in the struggle. If we just keep on forging ahead, I do believe that there's something beautiful on the other side.
Where? First of all, what the hell's on the other side? He keeps talking about this other side. What is over this other side?
I feel like I'm listening to a... who is it? Who sings that song with Flea and
take it on
the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Right. Like, yeah. Like what are we doing? So look, here's what stress does to a team. Makes you shoot quick threes. Oh,
what's going on?
Makes you come up short on shots you've been making your whole life. Stress makes your body react a certain way. You don't need that kind of stress. You know, some of the best players in the world get in those tense situations,
mm-hmm.
and they're able to relax because they've been in those situations,
sure.
and they can go out and perform. Stress in those stressful situations make you do some crazy things. So, yeah.
He said it's good.
Wait, stress to a kicker that has to make a 45-yarder to win a game makes him pull it.
Where the hell did he...
nervous?
Yeah, fine. But it's not good.
No.
Do you have him again? Can I hear it? Because he just... And even the way he says it, I'm just like... I'm a little disarmed by how he's like, yeah...
It sounds like we sitting around the hookah bar. I ain't
starting to sound comforting. Like, there's nothing comforting. Like,
stress. Look, stress. It's like we all love some stress. That's why I come here.
Wrong with a little bit of stress in our lives. You know, we have a lot of good things going for us to be able to be in this profession, be around each other. But you know, there is a beauty in the grind, beauty in the struggle. If we just keep on forging ahead, I do believe that there's something beautiful on the other side.
I don't see beauty in this.
This man is definitely going home, and he's like hitting the heavy bag with no gloves on. Like I don't believe him. Like I think he is. I think he goes home. I really do. I think he goes into his lair, and I just feel like there's a projector on the wall, and it's had every fourth quarter, and I think he stays up till 4 a.m. just watching every fourth quarter just collapse in front of his eyes trying to figure this out.
That sounds like no.
Like we're the assumption that we're all making is that the beauty is available. When are we going to get to the point where we realize that maybe this team isn't good enough to withstand the stress? Like, we all would like to think so because we've seen all these guys perform. We've seen all these guys do well. But, like, I don't know. They just do things that aren't typical of how they do things at the end of games.
It's like there's good pieces, but the sum of the parts are not good. You know, like...
Well, because you can't figure out when to, like... So say you have 8 guys who could probably be starters on an NBA team,
mm-hmm.
but you can't figure out the combination of playing them to get the most out of those 8 guys. And you keep every night, is somebody different and somebody different, but you don't know for sure that that guy is the guy that's going to ignite the team. And that's a tough spot to be in. That's why I've always said, you need two guys who you know you can count on X amount of points from, day in, day out. And it comes from maybe three or four guys on this team. And you don't know which four is going to be on it, or which two of the four is going to be on any given night.
Yeah, it's kind of like the thing with Wiggins, too. It's like, I watch Andrew Wiggins, and I'm like, this guy looks like a really talented player. And this is what everybody will say. But then it's like, I think it's kind of lulls out of the game for a little bit.
Right.
You're just like, right. You know, I was like, I was listening to Jeff Teague talk about this yesterday. He goes, he's like, Wiggins is always going to get his 20, but it's like, I don't know. There's just something that's not like that. There's that not that needle moving thing with him.
Right.
You know,
that's here. He fits in the same spot as Jimmy with the Warriors. Like that added piece to go with Steph. The difference between him and Jimmy is I would say that Jimmy is probably more reliable on a nightly basis. But you'll have stretches where Wiggins can damn near win the MVP of the finals. Right.
Of course. No, like you can't look at Andrew Wiggins like I watch him play basketball. I'm like, man, this guy is a beautiful basketball player.
There are times where he looks like the single hand most dominant player on the floor. Nobody can stop him.
Right. And then it's just like, where'd it go? And I just don't know. Like it's hard times right now, man.
Yes, it is.
Hard times. Man. Take a break. More to come here on the show. Back after this.
Sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is what I feel when...
But you gotta love just the competitive nature of what's going on right now.
I mean, we've been battling, you know, for several games, and I really liked, you know, a lot of the things that were going on, even in some of these losses.
There's a lot more good things, and I love the expectations of this franchise and this city right now.
And I see something amazing on the other side.
Sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is
But I've been saying this for a while. There's a lot more good things happening than not. And
sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is what I feel. And we're together brighter than a
lot. I don't know, man. I don't know. I know you've been saying it, Spo. I always used to believe you. I always did. He was such a voice of soothing reason. Now I just get mad at his optimism.
His positive outlook on life. It's seeping into the players, too. I don't like it.
I know. Bam yesterday was like, he was also talking about, he was the one who brought up the whole stress thing. And I was like, dude, what are you talking? You got Bam yesterday in practice? It's 15 minutes of heat. Go ahead, Marcos.
You know, you start to enjoy it more when you realize, you know, you lose four straight, and then you come out of this and win, we're going to say, 4 out of 5, 5 out of 6. And, like, you realize, like, how much stress that actually helped you, you know, because it puts you in a desperate situation where, like, just, like, every closeout, every defense assignment, every stop, you know, you realize how much it matters to win.
Cool. 15 minutes of heat brought to that sounds like fantasy. I don't know. Like that is sunshine and lollipops. I don't know what to do with that. I like, look, appreciative that Bam, the captain, is also it locks in with his head coach to not show the public that they're shook by anything.
Right.
However, 4 out of 5, dude, Bam. You guys haven't won 4 out of 5 since New Year's. And you've only done it twice this year. 4 out of 5. I kill for 4 out of 5. You kidding me? 4 out of 5. Not even four in a row, which you've only done once. Four out of five. 15 minutes of heat brought to you by Hollywood Kia. And Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in all of Florida. Get the star treatment we want to see in a Hollywood Kia. Visit them online at HollywoodKia.com. Man.
How you feeling, buddy?
I'm okay. You know, it's I'm not okay, but I'm trying to be brave too. Stress is good, you know, and there's something beautiful on the other side.
No, there's not.
Nope.
And by beautiful, I mean the off season. It's only 16 games away.
Got to tell you, playing would be an accomplishment at this moment.
Look, hey, you're not kidding. This could get ugly. If they play like they did against the Hornets and Bulls, they got no shot against their next four opponents.
Pretty much.
Oh, man. Silly Sauces, it's okay. We're still going to get Ant, KD, and Luka.
Yeah, there we go.
You ain't getting Luka.
I mean, Ant was working out at the Heat facility.
Come on. That's
nothing new. Stop reading.
A lot of places he could go hoop. He decided, you know, let me take a little perusal around Heat Cultureville. And had a Bam jersey with him after the game. But, what does it matter? How many relationships does this guy have to have before you guys cash in on it, Heat?
Hey, Looney Tunes, calm down.
What?
I feel like it's better to focus on the bright side of things than this depression of beauty and the grind and the struggle. I believe anything right now that's positive.
You can't even say it.
This is J-Fig's favorite season.
I don't want to.
It's the heat season of goth.
Oh, my God.
No, I don't like it.
It's the heat season of misery.
Yeah,
that's goth, dude. They're not happy people.
Yeah.
That's not true.
Is it? You know.
You listen to a band named Batwing.
I do not, because that doesn't exist.
Oh,
I only at Rockville.
Rockville.
It's like there's certain times of the year everybody gets excited just for the promotions. Why don't they come to us? We know what time of year it is.
Stolen McRib says, that's not goth. That's more emo. What's the difference?
Oh, my goodness.
Don't look at me like that. I don't know the difference between emo and goth. I thought they were samesies.
Figure it out, Mr. Google.
Hold on.
They're not the same? Is goth like what we experienced when we went to Vegas in the middle of the summer? With all those,
no, that was like that was EDM.
No, didn't go.
Yeah,
that was EDM. That was like all the ravers like, and that.
There's
like,
nothing better.
If you want to experience,
there's nothing better than being in Vegas
during October.
There's nothing better than being in Vegas. You checking in line to get to your room, and everybody checking in with you has little or no clothes on. And you're wondering, what the hell is going on in Vegas?
Stolen McRib says, emo is a bit more downer, and goth is more, was it?
Metal? Maybe? Heavy metal?
Dark, scary stuff.
You're naming three genres there, Leroy. No.
Oh, really?
Yes.
They could all be.
I think it's clumsy. A time thing. I think the goth era was like 90s, before the 90s. And I feel like emo was
yes,
early 2000s.
Yes, because now you're saying it doesn't exist. It still exists.
No one's goth anymore, dude.
No one's goth anymore.
Yeah, go to Colorado.
Hold on. So you would be offended, J-Fig. I just want to be clear here. You're proud of goth, but you would be offended if somebody referred to you as emo.
What are you talking? I never said that.
Okay, so you're emo. Words, okay?
Hold on.
I prefer the emo. Yes.
Oh, so you're emo, and you'd be offended if someone called you goth.
Wait a minute. You didn't go okay to emo.
No, oh my God.
Oh, if you were goth, wait.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're putting different
combinations
in this.
Okay. If she was goth, she'd have black lipstick.
Sure.
No. I think they're the same, though. I think they're the same.
Colorado is goth.
Okay.
Very strange.
Colorado.
We weren't even talking about music there.
Goth is associated with a state that also has marijuana laws that are willy-nilly.
Steven says she's emo but is into goth. So it's like a part of emo is goth?
Oh, into goth. It's like indigo. It's kind of purple. Into goth.
You
it's
guys
like a
are...
little emo.
You know what? You're starting to sound like Spo to me. Shut up!
Oh, wow. Whoa!
Shut up!
All right. Well, whether they're punk...
I wish somebody in the heat would get this upset.
They are just behind closed doors, not to us.
Exactly. There you go.
Well, JFig's favorite metal band, Pantera, is coming to the I Think Financial Amphitheater in September, and we're giving you a chance to win some tickets. Caller, what, JFig, for these tickets?
Caller number 10.
Wow. Sorry, take it out on Marcos.
Wow. Caller 10 to 305-567-0560 is going to win themselves a pair of tickets to Pantera. Caller 10 to 305-567-0560. Oh, 560. Mario's saying we forgot Emo Jimmy. I remember Emo Jimmy, but Emo Jimmy's not also Goth Jimmy. It's samesies, is it not?
No, that was Emo Jimmy. Did you ever call him Goth Jimmy? No, it was Emo.
No,
Jimmy.
But are people right where like OG Emo is Goth?
Okay, let's say
he was
Emo Jimmy with Fall Out Boy. Do you consider Fall Out Boy Emo or Goth?
No, that's
emo. I don't know. You tell me. You're the expert.
Emo, okay.
Well, why are they not emo. Goth?
Why aren't they Goth? I tell you, it's the whiny little voice.
You know what? Break.
Rats off a ship.
Oh, man. I can't believe I've rocked the boat like this with this this debate. I mean, it is crazy.
Yeah.
Before we get back into it, I want to tell you guys, we got a fun event coming up. Buckets and Bets. WQM invites you to experience every buzzer beater, every heart-stopping moment at Odyssey's Buckets and Bets on March 20th to the 23rd. Presented by Hard Rock Bet, we're transforming the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood into the ultimate college basketball tip-off weekend. Immerse yourself with massive LED screens, beers with your crew, and real-time betting action. VIP tickets and packages available at Ticketmaster.com. You guys can get all the info at WQAM.com. It's offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. Must be 21 or older and physically present in Florida to wager. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-ADMIT-IT. Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood. It's sponsored by Gunther Mazda. For car buying done your way, you've got to get to Gunther Mazda. Frogboy, so you got a caller call in and and settle the goth emo debate. Could you please clarify?
Yes, Tommy from Boynton Beach, is winner of the Pantera tickets, was kind enough to let me know this is really the difference, if we care. Goth accepts that the world is bleak, dark, non-emotional about it. They get it. Whatever. It sucks. Emo, whiny little babies about it.
Wow.
Life is bad, baby.
I don't like that.
Wow.
Don't like that. I kind of like what Day Sal said though. Goth looked more like 18, and emo looks more like 2002.
That's true. That is true.
Let's get to rats off a ship, there, Jennifer.
Well, first we have Zach Wilson getting fixed by Mike McDaniel. What do you think?
I gotta tell you, dude. I'm rats off a ship on him fixing Zach Wilson. I kind of think Zach Wilson sucks, respectfully. I wish him no success, but should we get to the point where Mike McDaniel did actually have to fix him? Look, I hope Mike McDaniel can fix him. I just don't know that there's fixing him. And I don't know. I'm rats off a ship. I got to be honest with you. I don't think there's a chance of it. Leroy?
I'm not rats off a ship.
Wow.
I think there's too many times in the NFL where bad organizations – ruin a good player. Now, I'm not saying Zach Wilson's good, but I'm saying get him in an environment where a coach knows how to handle a quarterback, and we'll see. But until that happens, I'm not just going to dismiss a guy as sucking. Guess what? We all thought Sam Darnold sucked, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So it's possible. That's all I'm saying. That's why I can't be rats off a ship.
Do you think Seattle's going to win the West?
San Fran, Seattle, the Rams, and Arizona. I would say the Rams are favorite. Seattle be second.
Okay. Jennifer, where are your rats with Mike McDaniel fixing Zach Wilson?
So I was very optimistic of Leroy. However, I'm rats off a ship.
Rats off a ship.
Am I the only one? Go figure. The only guy who's not rats off a ship.
We just keep going to this Jets well a little too much, dude. They did it with Mike White. They did it with Tim Boyle. Just because this guy was drafted earlier, so does that have faith? Frog Boy?
That has more to do with what they think of the Jets ruining players. I'm telling you.
He will not be fixed because he won't see a minute on the field. Tua starting every second of next year.
Rats off a ship.
So what you're saying is you don't wish him any success also?
No, I do. See, Tobin's very mean. I don't know. Tobin's very mean. He says this about people. And
the poor Mike. I feel White. Like you're kind of mushing the team when you say this.
It's not mushing the team. All I said was I wish him no success. It's not that I won't root for him to get success once he's out there if we get to that scenario. But I'm not wishing it to happen. I don't want him on the field. I wish him no success.
Yeah. Anyone who you said that about has lost their job.
You know what? There's a nicer way of saying that.
Is there?
Yeah. You're saying, listen, I'm glad we got Zach Wilson. I hope he never has to play.
Same thing. I mean, we're being...
No! How I said it explains why you feel that way. You saying, I wish somebody no success, you're insinuating you just don't like him.
No. Again... Like Mike White, I had nothing against Mike White, but I wished him no success.
No, see, I think it's better if you express yourself rather than just say that, because it just sounds bad.
There's more of a difference in what I'm saying and what Leroy's saying than there's between goth and emo. Like, like it's the same thing, dude. We're saying the same thing.
No, I don't don't say, excuse me.
Here's what I would say. We are saying the same thing, but the way you say it seems very harmful.
No. Yes. It's not how. No. It's not how, but who. It's not how. It's not how, but who. You know, I don't care how he doesn't play, but I'm just telling you, for Zach Wilson, I wish him no success. That's all.
Yeah.
Dade South gets it right. It's like saying to the vice president, I wish him no success.
I think he's still saying it against you. No, I don't like it.
What do we have for number two, Jennifer?
Apparently, these Oilers are a little upset and hurt. They're calling for an asterisk on the Stanley Cup because of Aaron Eckblad's test.
Oh, really? They're calling for an asterisk because Aaron Eckblad was a dirty cheat? Well, let me tell you something, Oilers. Last time I checked, the engravement's already over, dude. Rats off a ship. If you guys want to dictate what's on the Stanley Cup, maybe you win one, and then you could tell that dude, Mike Bolt, to go to the engraver and say, hey, put an asterisk next to Ekblad on there on the cup. But until you do so, shut up!
Rats off a ship.
This is amazing coming
from a guy. That's so loser mentality. Pretty sure he was tested during that time.
This is amazing coming from a guy who goes, not a true loss.
Are you with us or against us, Leroy?
Yeah, are you with us? Yeah, apparently.
No.
Are you rats off a ship?
I'm rats off a ship. But I'm just saying, Tobin saying this doesn't have the same.
No, it does. I'll tell you why. Because I know when a true asterisk is deserved. For example, let's take it
when
to
you
the
ask Pat Riley.
When you take it to the 2020 finals,
the team.
No, that wasn't when I ruined the team.
Go ahead and bring in a different sports.
I have been accused of ruining the team this past offseason. The Pat Riley original question that got him in hot water was because I asked about Goran and Bam being hurt in the finals. That's a true asterisk because you're talking about actual key performers that the Lakers did not have to face. They got lucky. Like,
did they put that on their ring?
What I would say is, if the Panthers had to face the Oilers without Dreisaitl and Connor McDavid because they got hurt in game one, you know, much like the loser Vegas Golden Knights when they got to play Kachuk, who had a bird chest because his sternum was broken. Asterisk. But the Oilers saying, oh, he might have been juicing. Oh, shut up, you losers. I mean, good. Can you get a Stanley Cup in the last two decades? Not the same as the 2020 finals. You lose Goran Dragic. If you don't have Goran Dragic in a finals, you cease to having a finals. JFig, where are your rats?
Rats off a ship.
Rats off a ship.
Marcos?
Viggy's right. Loser mentality.
Rats off a ship.
Loser mentality. Get a real excuse next time you want to put an asterisk on a championship.
Yeah.
Get over it.
Yeah.
Fix your team.
Maybe if you guys would have juiced, maybe if you would have cared a little bit more, maybe you win game seven. But you ran out of steam. Number three.
ESPN tanking UFC pay-per-view sales to get a lower TV deal.
This is a fascinating conspiracy theory that's going on right now, Leroy. There are rumors and rumblings that the UFC is furious with ESPN that they purposefully tanked this last pay-per-view with people's inability to buy it, ensuing that they would get lower numbers going to the negotiating table saying, look, you only got such and such amount of views for this pay-per-view, and then we're not coughing up such and such money that the UFC wants for the deal. That's what the streets are saying, that the ESPN basically took a pay-per-view that they knew was going to be fine, But they're like, woof, we, whoo. And the UFC is saying, you guys did that on purpose. So you guys knew the numbers would be terrible. Here's what I would say. I'm not rats off a ship. I think it's a pretty sound conspiracy theory. I gotta say, it's a pretty sound conspiracy theory, dude. Not the greatest card in the world, but I will say a lot of people had problems with it. And it is really fishy that it happened when it happened. I'm not rats off a ship. I think I believe it. Leroy?
I'm rats off a ship. Cut it out. What are you
doing? What? Rats off a ship.
This man just told me to cut it out.
So you think that they declined to make money so they could save money?
Exactly, dude. Exactly.
That's got to be just diabolical.
It's diabolical, is it not?
It's a hard industry.
Jennifer?
I'm rats off a ship.
Oh.
Rats off a ship.
I don't know, dude. Sounds pretty. Could happen. Could happen. I'm not rats off a ship. You know, it is a diabolical conspiracy. But one crazy enough that it just might work.
It just might work. It just might work. Unless you're UFC and you're like, huh, what we're going to do is we're going to basically say that our partnership here is not working. So it opens up some more suitors to really beef it up to see if they can steal us away.
Wow.
Who's lying?
A double.
We should play a game. Who's lying? Disney or Dana?
I would say Dana.
But I don't know. Disney lies. Disney lies sometimes.
But so does Dana White.
Dana lies all the time.
Exactly.
Damn.
Give us one more, Jennifer.
Someone had a triple-double last night, guys. How do we feel about Williamson?
Oh,
Lee Williamson.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Sorry, I was trying to do a whole billion. Minus one to me.
That's fair.
Minus one.
Zion Williamson.
Yes.
Wow. Well, let's just talk about it, huh? Wow. I am not rats off a ship on Zion Williamson to the Heat.
Triple double.
Color me intrigued. Yeah. Color me intrigued.
We know.
If you want to talk about the name, the possible name, obviously it would like Ant or a pipe dream, and all, but I'm talking about guys who are going to be available and that interest me, that are young.
Mm.
Looking spry. Mm. Looking pretty spry out there, Leroy. I would say not rats off a ship. You.
I'm rats off a ship.
Come on.
He's had two triple doubles this whole career. Ship.
Has he? Only two?
Yeah, only two.
What's Stop. That?
Two out of 200? Two out of 20, yeah. 20 games?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But he's in his prime.
I'm not saying he's not a good player.
Rats off a ship.
But I'm saying I'm not getting all warm and fuzzy over a Zion triple-double on that team.
Mm. Jennifer?
No, I'm rats off a ship. However,
really,
I'm like looking,
rats off a ship.
I'm doing the whole Peter Benix.
Curious rat.
So, like you're a rat that jumped onto a piece of driftwood, being like,
let's
see how the situation works out.
She's the Peter Bendix of rats.
Marcos, what do you got, man? What do you about your rats?
I am not rats off a ship. I want Zion. Bring him to me.
Rats off a ship.
Nope.
So you basically want the Heat to pull a Chris Greer.
Yes. A little bit.
With the biggest problem they've had is with healthy players. You want them to sign an injury-prone player.
Yeah.
Maybe the injuries are in the past, dude. You know, maybe they're in the past.
Again, you're making my point. With all the problems that Pat Riley has talked about with healthy players and guys being available, you want him to go out and get a player who hasn't been available.
He talked about one player in particular, told him to stop talking. The other one in Tyler. All right, Tyler's been available and it worked for him. So maybe he tells Zion to be available, maybe it works.
Okay.
That's it.
But again, you're still making my point.
Zion, dude. Yeah. Wow. Bam and Kalel and Zion. Bam and Kalel and Zion.
Bam and Kalel and Zion. That is an interesting trio of names.
Yeah,
it's not very a three amongst them.
Not a three amongst them. We are going to win games.
Yeah.
We are going to take it into the dirt.
Look out, rims.
That's our show for today, everybody. Thanks again to Omar Kelly for stopping by the program. If you missed it, we'll put that up on the podcast feed and the YouTube page for you, as we will with Tony Fiorentino. You guys can go check it out there. 560, Miami 560 WQAM. We will talk to you guys tomorrow.
Some people like to Matthew Kachuk. I like to Matthew Kachuk.
Great, Mikey boy. Hope to see you on the beach with your buns out. I don't care that he was too horny. Then he says, you look like a windsock filled with water, fat ass.
I'll see y'all when I see y'all.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.